Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, sawbona. In Senegal, nangadef. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings. And may peace be upon you all.
Hey, hey, hey. Welcome, everyone, to Health and Wellbeing with Beata. We're here this morning to wake up the human body with knowledge, with wisdom, and with joy. Joy, joy, joy is the high vibration that keeps us healthy. So I want to help you this morning to increase the frequency of your vessel. And we're talking today about honoring and respecting this male and female body. There's a lot of mutilation going on with the human body these days all over the planet. People are confused about their gender and what they should do about the feelings that come up of male-female energy. And these are totally natural feelings that we all have as we grow from an infant to an adult. And so today we want to just help everybody respect the feelings, no judgment today. And we're going to dive into some of the dark sides of the current confusion that's going on. There's actually people out there with an agenda to confuse. I know that might surprise you, but people in our planet have nefarious intentions, and they want to make more money. You know, usually if you follow the buck, the dollar, follow the dollar, you'll figure out why things are in confusion and chaos. So that's what we're going to dig into. That I have invited several guests from YouTube University to help us break down the root cause of some of this gender confusion and the root cause of mutilation. Even the sad thing about this topic today, children. We're talking 6-year-olds, 7-year-olds are being persuaded to have hormone therapy, surgeries, just crazy stuff going on. And our children are innocent at some time in their life. They're innocent. When they reach puberty, things change. And yet parents, we have unconscious parents allowing children, I'm talking about 7, 6-year-old bodies, minds, allowing these children to go through surgeries and confusing them because they're confused. So parents, wake up, parents. We need to have conscious energy working these days if we're going to help the babies, help the children come out of the temporary discomfort that these bodies are in sometimes. And we've got a lot of experts coming on today to help us understand and overstand why these things are happening. Why are so many children having surgeries and adults are allowing these things? We're going to get into that and bring some peace and wisdom to this topic. So thank you, Regina Green is great being beloved. Hallelujah. Thank you, Regina, for joining us. Tell your friends, especially parents who have young baby, who have babies or children, you need to be listening today as to why all of a sudden we've got people mutilating their bodies because they're confused in their mind. So on some level, we've got a lot of mental illness going on when people mutilate their bodies for no really good reason other than a confused mind. So I know why you're here. You want to do some joint roller every Friday morning. We're here to wake up this body and roll around the joints. So we're going to put on Time for Healing by The Sounds of Blackness. And that's my favorite music to get the energy flow, the blood flowing in our bodies and loosen up the joints and help us all be healthier and wiser today. So the Time for Healing by Sounds of Blackness, we're going to start with rolling around our neck. If you're not watching, just follow along, rolling your neck first. Both directions, and then the shoulders, we'll get the shoulders, and then we'll get on our back, kick up our legs, and do our ankles and wrists, and our elbows and knees, and then we turn over on our side and roll that leg around to get that hip joint moving. This morning, my granddaughter was talking about she had pain in her legs, in the back of her thigh, and I had to just instruct her to just stretch. She needed to bend over. She couldn't even barely touch her toes. So we got to work on that. If you can't bend over and touch your toes, that is why sometimes you might have pain in your muscles in the back of your leg, because they have, those muscles need to be stretched and worked. We have been given this beautiful body to help us navigate through planet Earth and joy and flexibility. So that's why we do joint rolling, loosening up, and getting the synovial fluid flowing to lubricate. It's like a car. Oil time, that time to lubricate the car, the vessel, the divine sacred house. So let's do it with Time for Healing.
reason we mistreat each other, yeah.
Vagus nerve runs primarily from the brain stem, the bottom of the back of the head, all the way down to every part of your body. You've got a neurological system in the vagus nerve that stimulates the body all over, especially your microbiome system. It gets stimulated because you have a communication network from your brain to your gut. It's always a communicate. So that's why we stimulate this nerve, this vagus nerve behind our, so that it can work more efficiently. And then we want to just squeeze the shoulder area with these hands. Let's squeeze. Let's go down our arms. Wake up the arms. Pat your arms up and down. Give that underarm area a little pat. Massage, especially if you have a poof in your underarm area. That means your lymphatic system is kind of clogged. So you want to massage that area if you have a poof rather than a pit. You should have a pit so that everything is draining properly. So let's just go to the other arm, give that underarm area, that lymphatic area, a little massage, a little attention. And then your thymus gland right here in the middle of your chest, that's your immune system activator part. Let's pat that. Give those breasts a little help, a little massage around the breast. And always we can go down to around our navel and just pat around the navel, massage around the navel to give our colon area some love and stimulation. And let's just go to the back. I always want to give attention to this area back here where your kidneys and your adrenal glands are. They, especially during stressful times, this area works really hard for you to keep you balanced with the right hormones. Just give it a little pat and massage around the adrenal glands and the kidneys right there. Feeling better already. Woohoo! All right. So we have done a lot of love work this morning, and we're ready to sit for a while and absorb some information and knowledge about the human vessel, male, female energy, and the confusion that is going on in our earth, people mutilating their bodies. For what reason? We're going to find out why they're doing this today and what we can do about it. So I'm going to move around to my studio now, where my dad's picture book, the cover of his book is here. And we're going to enjoy some knowledge and wisdom. So this week especially, what caught my attention was this campaign by Bud Light. You know, Anheuser-Busch, a big corporation that sells beer. And they, for some strange reason, thought it would be clever and profitable, maybe, to hire a man who dresses as a woman and who makes their living entertaining people dressed as a little girl and talking about the joys of being a girl versus a man. Now, it's a man in female clothing. Anheuser-Busch decides to hire them to promote, guess what, Bud Light. Okay, so that got my attention for a minute. And then another thing happened. They hired the same individual to sell sports bra. Nike got in the picture. Nike got in the picture and hired this same man who dresses as a woman to sell sports bras for them. So, of course, many angry people, reactive people said, we're not even going to buy Bud Light. We're going to boycott Bud Light, Nike. I don't use either one of them. So I was like, okay, this should be investigated, looked into what's really going on. So there's always a deeper story to this type of activity where corporations trying to make money off the popularity of trans or men and women confused about their gender. And I started looking into this about, well, why is it all of a sudden we have so many people wanting to mutilate their bodies? And I decided I'm not going to be anti anything, but I'm going to be pro and honor and respect the male and female body. And so, are men and women different? Let's just listen to a summary of the beauty that men and women are different and how we can begin to recognize the divine order of every human body so we don't have to think about, and more importantly, we don't have to teach our children. This is what a lot of, not a lot, but many parents are doing, is listening to confused children that the period of life that all of us go through where we're confused sometimes about our gender, we don't know how we feel, blah, blah, hormones active, blah, blah, blah. And then some parents think that they need to take their children to a psychiatrist, a doctor, whatever, and then mutilate them or start giving them hormones. We're going to dive into this in case you haven't been paying attention. There is an attack on our children today to have them mutilated for some strange reason. So it's not really strange. After today, you won't think it's strange because there's always a hidden agenda, evil agendas lurking in the depth of our society. So let's just honor, first of all, are men and women different? Some people don't seem to understand the difference, first of all, and the sacredness and the respect and honor that our female, male energy bodies are due. So let's listen to this.
Have you ever pushed a beach ball underwater? What happens? It pops right back up. Because of its nature, a beach ball will not stay submerged. The same is true for men and women. Each has a distinct nature that will always rise to the surface. Simply put, men and women are different. They look different. They have different body parts, different biology, different hormones. They express emotions differently. They have different needs and desires. Now, if you told that to your great-grandmother, who never went to college, never used an iPhone, never used social media, she would have asked, "Why are you telling me something so obvious?" But if you said the same thing to a graduate student in sociology or anthropology, let alone gender studies, they'd say you are wrong. Men and women are basically the same, the grad student would say. Sexuality exists on a spectrum. It's determined by people's internal feelings. Between great granny and the gender studies PhD, I'm going with granny and her common sense. To believe that men and women are basically the same is to believe a delusion. A delusion is a belief that contradicts reality. You can say you're Napoleon, but that doesn't make you Napoleon. You can try to socialize girls into behaving like boys or boys into behaving like girls, but it won't work. You can push the beach ball underwater, but not for long. New York pediatrician George Lazarus tells the story of a couple who didn't want their young daughter to conform to the usual pink and blue stereotype. So they bought her a set of toy trucks. The father went to her room to check on her, and she told him to be quiet. The trucks were sleeping. A similar story about his twin daughters pretending their daddy truck was carrying the baby truck was told by the former president of Harvard University, Lawrence Summers. Give a little boy a truck, or just about any other object, and sooner or later, he will turn it into a weapon. That's reality. Believing delusions makes people say and do foolish, self-destructive things. Here's an example. If men and women are basically the same, they want the same things from sex, right? But this isn't true. Women tend to be far more selective about partners with whom they choose to be intimate. That's female nature. Men tend to be, shall we say, far less discerning. That's male nature. Once, this was considered common sense. Nobody had to go to graduate school or do an academic study to figure it out. But now everything is upside down. We're trying to push the beach ball underwater. Today, male and female college students who, 50 years ago, lived in separate buildings and had supervised curfews, now share the same dorm rooms and even the same bathrooms. And sex, well, it's just another form of college entertainment. It means nothing and has no consequences, emotionally, psychologically, or physically. But certainly, as far as most women are concerned, this just isn't true. If sex doesn't mean anything, why would any woman feel violated by an uninvited touch? Do you think a man whose leg is touched by a woman he doesn't know feels as violated as a woman does when her leg is touched by a man she doesn't know? If sex doesn't mean anything, why did Jennifer Lawrence say to The Hollywood Reporter, after filming an intimate scene with her co-star Chris Pratt in the movie Passengers, "I knew it was my job, but I couldn't tell my stomach that. That was the most vulnerable I've ever been." She felt vulnerable in that scene, but not in others, because she knows even acting out in a movie scene, sex is a big deal. That's one of the many reasons it has traditionally been confined to marriage, and why experience and research shows that sex within marriage is more satisfying emotionally, psychologically, and physically, not to mention spiritually, than sex outside of marriage. Anyone who tells you that men and women are basically the same and that sex means as little to women as it can to many men is not telling you the truth. They're making stuff up. They're pushing an agenda. Theirs, not yours. So, trust Granny. Trust common sense. And remember the beach ball. I'm Sean McDowell, Associate Professor of Theology and Philosophy at Biola University for Prager University. Thank you for watching this video to help keep PragerU videos.
All right, so there's just a slight introduction to men and women, which is, seems like a really basic teaching, basic understanding. We all know what men and women look like, but oh my goodness, it's just confusion galore everywhere we go these days, at least in the media. Most of us, I think, are living in communities where we don't see or feel or hear the confusion. But the minute you go on social media, TikTok, our youth who are looking at all this are starting to wake up to the idea that, oh my goodness, men can be women, women can be men. They're having debates about this subject. And I just want to introduce an idea that we don't have to fall for this confusion and the lies and the deception. It's a lot of deception, in my opinion, because for those of us who are older, we've seen so many things go on in our society that don't surprise us anymore. At least for me, I'm not surprised by too many things, but this latest push for mutilation in the body is just caused me to think about what is really going on. So we're going to look deep into who is behind this. You know, there's got to be someone behind it, because here's one report about a doctor who is exposing this agenda.
Gender dysphoria is a condition where a person's physical, biological sex is one, say a boy, but in the person's mind, they think they're really a girl or vice versa. It's not something that you can identify on any objective test. You can't do a blood test, for example. You can't do MRI imaging. You can't do genetic testing to actually find this gender identity. My name is Dr. Michael Laidlaw. I'm an endocrinologist in Rockland, California. This gender identity, which is really a child saying, I believe I'm this, I believe I'm a boy, I believe I'm a girl, something opposite of their body. Once they say that, they go down this road of gender affirmative therapy. That consists of social transition, wearing, say, stereotypical clothes of the opposite sex to pretend that they're the opposite sex, then these puberty blockers, then these cross-sex hormones, and then finally surgical modifications to the body to try to make the person appear that they're the opposite sex. Puberty blockers are powerful hormones. They act on a small gland in the brain called the pituitary, and this controls the sex organs. For example, testicles make testosterone, ovaries make estrogen, and the pituitary controls that happening. Now, these blockers stop this action, and then whereas, say, a girl is in age 9 and continuing or beginning to develop in puberty and should continue on until a full adult woman, it's stopped. Once you stop it, there are various harms and problems that occur afterwards. Unfortunately, many of our professional organizations are advocating for this, including Endocrine Society. And it's important to bear in mind that there's very small groups of people controlling these societies. Small groups of people are making these pronouncements. And then when physicians want to turn to what's the best practice, they're finding these things. And there's no rigorous research done. There's no controlled studies. It's very poor research, but it's, I guess, politically correct to go down these roads by these organizations. Doctors will feel compelled to follow what their organization says without really looking into the evidence necessarily. There is heavy duty propaganda basically going on, but these gender clinics have sprung up and have multiplied all across the country. The numbers are going up around the world, in the UK, Canada, here, other places. More and more kids are being diagnosed with this, and there's a social contagion component. People, kids going on to, you know, YouTube, Tumblr, things like that. So the cases are rising. It's a major problem that we have to address. In my practice as a physician, I always look at side effects of medications before I give anything to anyone. Say for diabetics, I always tell them, you know, if you can work on your diet and exercise first, I'd rather have you do that than take these medications, because there's side effects and there's problems that are potential. But if you need it, then you need to take it. With this, I can see no need to take these medications. I see the risks as being very high, and I see children as a very vulnerable population, can't speak up for themselves, and their parents are often propagandized by this movement. I've met a lot of these parents. My heart goes out to them. I've seen their kids and pictures of their kids, and really, it's about helping kids.
Now, that's a very honest doctor, conscious doctor, who's concerned about this move with children to mutilate their bodies, take drugs, to become a gender that they're not. So we want to open up a conversation today, and I have testimony from people who are trying to detransition now. We've got a lot of those going on now. People who made the transition, took the drugs, the surgery and all that, and they regret it. So those people are wonderful messengers for the upcoming generation to teach them about suffering when you make choices that are not wise, okay? So we're here, especially older adults today, to bring some wisdom to this situation and to love on these people. No judgment today. Everybody's playing a role in this earth stage, and everybody's here to teach or learn depending on your frame of mind, conscious or unconscious. I put everybody in those categories. They're either conscious or unconscious. That way I don't react as much to people's behavior. I just recognize and identify consciousness or not. And then we try our best to educate and even maybe persuade them to take a different path than mutilation or otherwise. So it's time for parents and grandparents to wake up and realize the agenda. When we come back from the break, you're going to hear about who's funding this. Yeah. Money. There's money behind this agenda to mutilate our children and to confuse people even more. Because this person who Bud Light, Anheuser-Busch hired and Nike hired to promote a man to promote female things, this person, I believe, has a mental illness. So we send my love out to these people with mental illnesses, for any everybody from homeless, veterans, to trans people who don't know who they are in their body, their original body, and especially the parents who are being persuaded by the media and other propaganda that causes them to make decisions that their children regret. And you're going to hear about some of those people who did that, and now they're crying out for help because they made decisions and choices that were easily presented to them. This is a choice for you. You can mutilate your body and you'll feel better. Lies, lies, lies. So we're going to take a break, and when we come back, I'll take a caller. I have a caller who pressed one, and you're welcome in the Facebook to comment. I'll read your comments. If you have a comment, call 515-605-9325 if you want to be on the air, and we will open up your mic. So we'll be right back after these messages.
We all say we would like to be wealthy, but wealth isn't determined by how much money you have. Wealth is determined by your power to define what money is. The dictionary defines money as something used as a way to pay for goods and services and to pay people for their work. So how would you like to have access to an unlimited source of money? Money that is not taxed by the government. Money that increases as you share the opportunity with others. Money that you can use to pay for goods and services and pay people for their work. I'm talking about Bitcoin. It's the future of independent wealth building. Bitcoin is the new money that you control. Get started building your wealth. Call 312-849-3456. That's 312-849-3456.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
I'm honored to be in a female body, and I want to encourage all of you to honor whatever gender you happen to be in this go round. Now we've got comments from Facebook. Regina, thank you again, Regina. Great being beloved. Thank you for greeting. Naima Latif, our executive producer, says thank you for addressing this issue. I couldn't help but address it. It's like in my face every time I open up YouTube or scan through TikTok, or there's all these confusion energy. And Naima says past life regression hypnosis therapy can help people remember an unhealed past life trauma they experienced as the opposite sex that could be triggering the urge to change gender. Absolutely. Now that comes from a conscious female energy, and a lot of unconscious religious people don't even believe there's a past life. But for those of you who are open-minded and ready to embrace knowledge and wisdom, that's a possibility. That's what we need to be looking at as an alternative to all the medical intervention. Now, Naima also says there's definitely money. That's what we're going to get to. Naima's always ready with the information we're going to get to. There's definitely money to be made in sex change operations, probably much more than breast reductions, breast enhancements, posterior enlargement, or any other body-altering surgery. And that gets to the agenda that many people are missing. And that's why I felt led to bring this show today, to honor female-male bodies, which goes against the agenda of the psychopathic, warmongering elite, big pharma corporations that are once again ignoring the divine wisdom that was given to us when we were formed in the womb. So let me go to a caller. We've got 706-202. I believe that's our brother Kwame Sunhorse. Welcome, Kwame. How are you today?
I'm very grateful and thanks for asking. My name is Kwame Sunhorse, and I sit here in stolen lands of the Muscogee Creek in Eaton, Georgia. You know, it's a great topic that you chose to do on Good Friday. You know, it's that day of that person being put on the killing stake and that whole, and the thing of the resurrection is what we're looking at, because we're being put on that cross, because we're being crossed from divine intelligence to artificial intelligence. And the question you got to ask, what sex is AI?
Yeah,
what,
you might ask.
What sex is AI? It isn't a sex, just like divine intelligence is not a sex. It's
right.
An energy. And what you have is that it's so programmed, generative, transform. It's called generative, pre-trained transformer. That's the new Chat GPT. That's what it is. It's generative pre-trained transformer. It's geared to transform how we are communicated with by this AI. And it's able, because we put all the data, male, female, killer, lover, all the data that a human has that we think of, we put it into a database, and now this database gives it back to us in any form that we want to create when we ask it the question. But it does not have the consciousness, which you're speaking of, the conscious or unconscious, because we're all conscious. Even though we may not be at the level of awareness, we're still conscious. You're conscious until that last breath leaves the body, but your consciousness leaves and go back to where it came from.
Absolutely.
And so what we're looking at right now in this issue of this whole mesmerizer, are you male or are you female, that's artificial thinking. That grandmother that you spoke of knew divine intelligence. This is a woman. This is a man. That was divine intelligence. Now you have this artificial media. The media is now putting light into the minds of our children, our young people, and some Gen Xs, to where they do not conceive themselves because they forgot about who they connected from the divine. They're automatically geared to think artificial. You are not an artificial human. That's transhumanism. That's why it's called GPT. Transforming. You're transforming identity, because when you go against what your body was created, now you got to stay on medication the rest of your life. Now you got to try to get people to buy into this so you can keep making money, because you made this artificial identity of sexuality and sex. You are giving people a false reality. Power is the ability to define someone's reality and make them believe that which is not their own. That is Dr. Wade Noble, psychologist out of Oakland, California. The reality is we are all human beings. We come out one or two ways, male or female.
Absolutely. And thank you so much, Brother Kwame, for putting that into perspective, because this trans cult is a mental health epidemic.
Transformer. That's GPT. Transformer. That's all they're
right.
doing. They've got you artificially thinking transhumanism. This is all they're doing. They're making humans almost robot. There is not, is there a male, female? They give it a name. They give it all of the program of a woman, but that is not a reproductive being.
So what we need to do as conscious, mature individuals, human beings, is we have to bring a positive element, proactive energy to this situation and create the positive. And that is to create a community of people who are promoting truth, who are looking at history. I found this interesting history. There's a lesson from history about this transhuman, trans cult epidemic that we're seeing. And so I want to share this with you, some of it, because if we study history, this is really no surprise. We've got so many distractions, though, lately.
CRT.
With TikTok, CRT, all this. And even this trans AI can be used for a positive. I saw a video about a car that was created with AI that put together all the best of every car ever made and came up with a car for the current and the future. It was just blew my mind. And so if we're using this intelligence for our good and for positive transformation in the age of Aquarius, coming into a knowing and not just a believing, then this can really help us. But we have to be wiser than the agendas. And here, let me just play this lesson from history about this whole transhuman movement.
There is something weird, despite that, about the transgender question, right? There is something going on that's beyond the sort of liberation of fluidity. Something else seems to have happened, where many young people in this country now, there's a percentage increase in the number registering for clinical interventions on transgender questions has increased enormously. There's a certain fashion in schools of some sort, and it's a nerve-wracking business. If you're going to get no platformed in this country at university, you know, Germaine Greer, like, regardless of what one thinks of Germaine Greer, the point is you only have to touch on this question. Ian McEwan, who is completely right on liberal, a novelist, dared to say the slightly wrong thing, and suddenly he kind of has to apologise and is kind of ridiculed and shamed. So I don't want to get you to say anything you don't believe, but I'm interested in it because I want to be for liberation. I'm not going to stop anyone dressing how they will. But there's something weird about lots of young women wanting to be young men and lots of young men wanting to be women. I don't feel as though it's a great step forward myself.
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts?
Well, I say in the introduction to my, you know, to my new book, my new collection, my particular transgender rebellion came at a time when there wasn't this these ideas in the air, that the moment you are dissatisfied with the limitations of your present gender definition, that there is this enormous mechanism waiting to alter your body, to halt puberty, to slow your puberty down. People, all very well-meaning and very sympathetic, are there to provide surgical intervention and potential, permanent changes in your body with which there's no going back. Okay, a sex change operation opens one door but closes many others. Right? So I personally believe that anyone who collaborates in an intrusion into a developing child's body and mind is guilty of child abuse, a crime against humanity. Okay, because that child is not prepared to make such a decision. Okay, I think that such decisions about sex reassignment surgery must wait when one attains a majority, which would be, it seems to me, a minimum of age 18. I'm very concerned with this because I think that it's become a fashion. Okay, that the transgender definition has become a kind of convenient label for young people who may simply feel alienated, okay, culturally for many other reasons. Okay, so that in the 1950s they might have become a beatnik, in the 1960s they might have become a hippie, and taken mind-expanding drugs. Okay, and so today you're encouraged to think that it's an alienation is because you are not totally identifying with your particular inherited gender definition. So I'm very concerned about this. I think that a lot of it, I think that the collaboration of the bureaucratic machinery with it has to do with the assault on masculinity. Okay. Ah. Okay. So you see, gender doesn't really exist. It's not really polarity. I mean, everything's all about expanding women's rights, but also terminating men. Okay. And defining men out of existence. Masculinity is by definition toxic. Okay. Masculinity doesn't exist. And you see, this is the proof of that. But now I began my book Sexual Persona began as a dissertation at Yale Graduate School on androgyny. I've always been attracted to the subject of androgyny, and that's what the sexual persona is. I explored it in history, but the more I explored it, I realized that that historically the movement toward androgyny occurs in late phases of culture. Okay, as a civilization is starting to unravel. Okay, and that you can find it again and again and again through history in the Greek art. Okay, you can see it happening. All of a sudden, okay, there's a kind of the sculptures of handsome nude young men athletes that used to be very robust. Okay, in the archaic period, suddenly began to seem like wet noodles. Okay, toward the end. Okay, and that the people who live in such periods, a late phase of culture. Whether it's the Hellenistic era, whether it's the Roman Empire, whether it's the Mauve decade of Oscar Wilde in the 1890s, whether it's Weimar Germany, people who live in such times, okay, feel that they're very sophisticated, they're very cosmopolitan, okay, and homosexuality, heterosexuality, so what, anything goes, and so on, all right, and so, but from the perspective of historical distance, okay, you can see that it's a culture that no longer believes in itself, okay, and then what you invariably get are people who are convinced of the power of heroic masculinity, okay, on the edges, whether they're the Vandals and the Huns, okay, or whether they're the barbarians of ISIS, okay, you see them, you know, starting to mass on the outsides of the culture, and that's what we have right now. That there is a tremendous and rather terrifying disconnect between the infatuation with the transgender movement in our own culture and what's going on out there. Okay, right? And so I mean, that's why I'm concerned. I feel it's ominous. Okay, I question whether the transgender choice is indeed genuine in every single case. But what concerns me is when well-meaning adults, you know, believe that they are helping people by making it easier some permanent change in the body from which there is no going back. You know, for example, Brown University, one of the elite Ivy League schools in the United States, put sex reassignment surgery on its student insurance program. Okay, so that it becomes, you know, they can get a sex change in college. And I think I thought, oh my Lord. Okay, I feel that's evil. Okay, because what it does to young people today facing an uncertain job market. Okay, what it says, people who are questioning their gender while they're at Brown University, suddenly feel, well, it's like economically, you know, a better judgment, you know, for me to move now on this rather than to wait till I don't have a job and living in my parents' basement. Okay. And so actually, the adult community trying to be understanding, okay, is, I think, involved in possibly making a permanent change in someone's life that could have tragic consequences.
Wow, that was just so well said on so many levels. I love the term beatnik. She grew the beatnik back in the 60s or 70s. I remember those days beatnik. We were crazy, but there was not this agenda for surgery and hormone therapy. So what she's saying in history, this is nothing new that we're seeing, except we've got someone funding this stuff and someone with, like she said, an evil agenda going on here. I want to just play real quick before we go to the break. Who is funding this? Let's ask that question. Who is funding this? Right before, and I'm going to bring on that video or the share the video. Who's funding this? That's the question we want to ask. And this woman breaks it down for us so that we can be alert and prepared to have conversations about the reality of what we're facing. It's that, you know, this is kind of like coronavirus all over again. The media and the government, even Biden was talking about children should be allowed to have these sex, these operations or hormone treatment. They should be allowed to do this. And like this woman, it's evil. Let's just say it for what it is. This is just pure evil. So let's look at who's funding this movement. Let's get to the nitty-gritty of this so we really understand what's really going on here.
I argue in the book that there's a loosely affiliated conglomeration of businesses, law firms, media outlets, corporations, and academic institutions that are all sort of working together to push this. And there's a lot of money behind it. One really great source of information for this is called the 11th Hour blog. And the author of that blog goes into an astonishing degree of detail regarding the money that is fueling this. So it is just not the case, which we have been told, that transgender is a coherent category of people who are just fighting for their civil rights. It's just not true. It is a very top-heavy, very heavily funded, top-down movement to abolish sex throughout society, and people have bought it. I don't know why people have bought it. I'm as mystified as you are. But a lot of people haven't, and I hear from people on social media and on email frequently from the political left saying, how did this happen? I'm not going along with this. And so that's really good. But again, the media won't platform our voices. And so lefties, Democrats, feminists, gay rights activists all over the country feel very isolated because they think they're alone. They, like you, have friends who say, this is fine. We should just go along with this. And people all over the country are thinking, why is this fine? But they think they're alone. And so they're afraid to say something.
How could this possibly be making anybody money?
So one example is John Stryker. He is he founded something called the Arcus Foundation. He's a very wealthy man. He's a billionaire. And he founded something called the Arcus Foundation, which hands out grants, multimillion-dollar grants, to fund this. They literally give money to fund this, yes. And Mr. Stryker is also heir to a medical supply company. So if you sort of connect, you connected that dot pretty quickly.
Oh no. Okay. So can you connect that dot for anybody listening who hasn't connected that dot? What kind of medical supply chain? What is he heavily invested in?
So the medical supply industry stands to gain a lot of money and earn a lot of profit by conducting cosmetic surgeries on confused children and young people. We can't omit pharma. Pharma, of course, makes a ton of profit from putting a generation's worth of children and young people on a lifetime's worth of hormones.
Oh, that is terrifying, but also completely makes sense.
All right. All right, we can take a break at that point. If you're shocked by that, welcome to the club. I was kind of shocked at that revelation, but not totally surprised, because if we haven't learned anything in the last 3 years, we should see how wicked and evil the big pharma corporations are. They will do anything to keep their shareholders happy, and that's make more money, and even at the cost of lives, allowing side effects to kill children, men, women, they don't give a damn. This, and then what we're seeing today with this confusion and mental illness, it's a mental health epidemic that we're looking at among certain people that you think you can transgender yourself into another gender. Let us be prayerful, number one, on how to stand for truth, how to stand for love and compassion in this really psychopathic society that we live in. And so many levels, we're discovering these people work for overtime. We shouldn't even be sleeping. We should be working overtime to promote a positive reinforcement of truth, love, and wisdom. So that's why I enjoy researching these topics for you, so that we can be aware and conscious of what our battle is. This is a spiritual battle. And the prayer, the serenity prayer, is always appropriate. Help me to change the things I can change and to accept the things I cannot change. And there's very little that we cannot change, at least within our own mind, psyche, choices that we make. So let's take a break. Everybody take a deep breath. And I have more audios about the testimonies of people who have had this done who now regret it. That's key. These are messengers for us, and we should play these messages for all the children who might even think about doing a transgender operation of any kind. The people you'll hear from next, at least one or two, are messengers. They went through this ignorance and insanity, and now they're telling their story. There are hundreds of young trans crying for help now because they fell for the lies and the deception of big pharma, of doctors, and their parents' ignorance. So take a break. We'll be right back with more knowledge and information about the honoring and respecting the female human body, not mutilating it.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul, whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Everything you need, what your body needs, is found in nature. So Susan Essentials doesn't do it any other way. Susan Essentials provides your employees and individuals access to over 20,000 nutritional products, and they are shipped direct to your door. Because Susan Essentials is certified in plant-based healing, we're permitted to offer you the best nutritional supplements on the planet. They're non-GMO and sustainably produced, and we take the guesswork out for you. Let Susan Essentials help you take control of your health today.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best ourselves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
Joining me this morning for this important topic to help us raise our consciousness about the events going on around us that can affect our children. I am mostly concerned about how this is affecting children because, as I said, I have several testimonies of children, young people who have gone through these operations, these hormone therapies, and now they regret it and they're crying out for help. Men, I couldn't believe the amount of men who have actually cut off their penises. What the? This generation has really demonstrated how technology can harm us, and especially media, how media can persuade people to do absolutely crazy things. You cut off your penis, and then years later you're regretting it. Hello, who was advising? Who was there? I'm wondering what parent, what adult was in that person's life that would even allow this? Or even if they were an adult, if they were an adult, what friends? We've got to be better friends. We've got to be better sisters, brothers to guide these people. Now that we know who's funding this and who's benefiting, just like COVID and the pandemic, we're so much more alert to the deception, the evil, and the lies that we've been told that we are much better. So we can be in gratitude at this point in the game that's being played, that we have more wisdom, we have more knowledge, and going forward, we can be more proactive to help these children not make these types of mistakes again. Let me go to the phone. We do have a couple of people who want to say something. 321-368, your mic's open. Welcome. Give us your name, where you're calling from, please.
This is Mikhail. And,
Mikhail.
Yeah.
Welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Well, you're welcome. As I listened to the program, my mind went back, and I was connecting a number of dots as the speaker was bringing out about connecting those dots. Actually, when this program began accelerating, being analytical in the way that I think about stuff, I realized that behind that farmer, you know, even before your program, I remembered that farmer. I realized farmer was behind this, along with those others who I consider the controlling powers. And as I was listening to the program previously, I was thinking the target of the agenda has been the civil rights movement, because by virtue of this civil rights movement, they're able to get all types of agendas and all of this. That's just like, I mean, it started out supposedly concerning people of color and slavery issues and those sort of things. But these people that actually are behind it, it wasn't people of color who were the heads of these things. It was other people. And I'm not going to go into the other people aspect, but anyway, those same people are basically the ones that's this woman was talking about, when you go back and you go and search back to the roots, you're going to find out that these people are basically these, and I call them the controlling powers. They're relatives. These are kin folks. These are, you know, people control power structures globally, and they work together towards this agenda, of which involves chaos, so that they can come out with this. Well, they already have the solution, you know, then it's just a matter of time before they, by virtue of all this chaos, you know, come up with the solution. And so what they're doing is they're targeting these youth, because this is your future. This is the future of the nation. So think about this, how they're confusing the youth. So think about it. So consequently, your future is going to be confused. And so, yes, that's what, you know, it makes sense what she said. It makes sense what they're doing, and it, but it's terrible. It's horrible. It's atrocious. But what it does is, by virtue of pushing this agenda of sex rights and so forth, what they're doing is open the doors of opportunity for all of their future plans, population control, preparation of, I'll say perpetuation of chaos, you know, to put in, bring in their solution. And in the meantime, they're making billions of dollars on death. They're making billions of dollars on misery. They're making billions of dollars on the suffering of people and the destruction of life. But yet they say that it's, the bottom line is that we're supporting life. We are encouraging life. We're doing things to enhance life. Okay, and then you come up with the these innovations. That's it. But anyway, I'm going to stop here. I think I said enough.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that perspective. And Mikhail is a very close friend of mine, and we talk a lot about the history of this country, as well as senior citizens, how we have seen so many things happen, especially in this country, that how can we make a difference as senior citizens? Thank you so much, Mikhail, for those comments. We need wisdom. This is what we need, a perspective of wisdom. We fully understand now. We overstand, not just understand, because we can agree that truth is here, and we've seen truth, and we can agree that the Creator overstanding has a purpose for all this. There's a purpose to allow all this, and I think one of the things we have to recognize as senior citizens, we have a role to play that is even more important. I was talking to a friend who was talking about, she's so frustrated with what's going on in our society that she wants to go back to Brazil, where she's from, and just live in the Amazon. And I'm like, honey, that, are you serious? I told her, take a break, go get some coffee, tea, whatever, a wine, glass of wine you like to drink, and get back in the game. Serious. We were born for such a time as this. Let me talk to everyone listening. We were born for such a time as this, chaos and craziness. And that just means we got to take good care of ourselves, because they're going to try, like they've already done the last 3 years. They wiped out all those people with comorbidities who couldn't stand the pressure of a pandemic. Gone. They're gone. Those of us who are left, we got work to do. So let me go to another caller and help us continue to understand what our work, what our assignment is. Putting all this knowledge out, why the history of it all, who's responsible, who's funding it, we're greater than this. We have the internet to inform us, educate us. Now we have to get to work in our own communities. We all live in different communities. We got a role to play to undo this nonsense, and our Creator is greater in us than this nonsense that we're viewing on the stage of TikTok and all the others. So anyway, 773-450, your mic is open. Give us your name, where you're calling from, please. Are you there? 773-450,
going one. Grand Rising, good morning, and hollow your greetings to all. You know,
okay,
this is a very interesting subject. I even have a personal testimony on this one. First of all, this whole piece that society does is used to confuse everybody. They create this gender conflict deliberately. That's why you'll see these men on TV looking like women and all that. It's to confuse the child. It's the first beginning. And if society does that anyway, that's why, unfortunately, well, or you say fortunately, I believe in self-teaching, because if TV can teach you, why shouldn't you teach yourself something different? You ought to have something different going. And that experience I have, for example, in society, they tried their best to turn me gay. I'll give you an example. So I have opportunity for a job. Well, if I was going to be gay, they'd give me $40,000 a year. They would send me around the world. They'd pay all my expenses. They would also give me an expense account for buying clothes and food. So since I'm living off the land, I wouldn't even need to use my paycheck. And that was all about, well, this job we have, if you don't mind having or going into orgies with these people, it's just fine. Now, I am not interested in going into no orgies with nobody for any reason, especially to ruin my soul. That's not what I'm supposed to be doing. You just play a part that's there. Even if they try to give a girl or a boy, force them to be something they're not, it does not work. But society's doing that. Just look at it. So I'm not surprised. They'll do anything. That's why they came up with this COVID scare and told everybody, look out. And I still got friends that are sick from taking the shot that I told them not to take. Now all of a sudden they're sick with another disease that they didn't have. But at any rate, you just stop everything. Be still and get off the grid. Learn to meditate. Learn to breathe. Take a breath. Take a break from looking at television and listening to all this foolishness. If you stop and be still somewhere, you'll actually hear something that won't have television directing you on what's wrong. Too much electronics are not enough humanity. And so today you've got children in school that can't even write a paragraph because they're too busy texting. Now, is that better or worse? So it's going to be up to you to decide what you want to do. Stop making like society gives you all these messed up options, and we're choosing. It's just like you said, well, why are the parents allowing it? I have friends that are parents that don't want it. Their children are talking about, I'm going to give me a gender adjustment. I don't want to be a man. Excuse me? So what can parents do when their children insist that they're going to do what they want to do? That's an interesting proposition, but society's creating all this, so don't be surprised. If we don't learn to step away from all this, we'll just be in control just like them. That's all they do is constantly control us. Think about it. From the presidents that we choose, who somebody gives millions of dollars to put up there on the front stage, they never do anything for us. When are we going to learn to step away from it and start doing a we, us, and our project and divide ourselves from this paradigm? Because it's destructive to anybody who's in it. But that's my opinion. If anybody thinks something else, let me know. Appreciate it so much. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you so much. I love to hear these brothers speaking up and admitting what they see going on and how they can participate. Because you mentioned something about, well, what can the parents do? Let me tell you, not just parents, grandparents. If you even hear of a drag show being trying to be introduced to any school, you like need to run like hell to the school, to the conference or the board meeting, whatever you can do to let your voice be known. We are not having any drag shows in this community because that's one of the part of the agenda to sneak this gender confusion in. Drag shows are being even supported by our government. That's how insane this Biden administration is. They are so out of touch with the divine, I want to say the divine overview of how we should be living our lives and in alignment with love, compassion, and wisdom. Our own government is promoting drag shows, transgender, gay life, whatever. But Obama started this mess, so we got to give him credit for some of this. And we got schools now that I don't know what's happening in Chicago. Maybe somebody can speak from Chicago. But we got school systems that need to be taken out or torn down or replaced. They're all on board with the unions who are trying to be liberal and present things so-called on a balanced scale, whatever. But even as the union school, the teachers' unions in some of these areas need to be closed, wiped out, if they're not promoting healthy respect for the male and female body, instead of this drag show nonsense where kids are being taught that you can be a man, you can, girls, you can be a boy, boys, you can be a girl. And that's just the beginning, just putting that thought in their heads. But listen to the horror that's going on that some of these young people are going through now that they were convinced that they need an operation, hormones, blah, blah, blah. Now they're in regret mode. And we know what happens when you're in regret. That's called disease. So here's just
a groundbreaking lawsuit in gender transition treatments for minors is underway. A young woman alleges she was coerced into treatments at the age of 15 that caused permanent mutilation and damage to her body.
Well, now 18, Chloe Cole is suing the nation's largest medical group. Her legal action may be the first of its kind in this country, and it could open a floodgate of similar suits. Heather Sells reports on what's at stake.
Chloe Cole charges that doctors said her gender confusion would not resolve unless she underwent medical treatment and surgery. And she adds they warned her and her parents of the risk of suicide.
It was a decision that I was allowed to make at 15, and when they told me that I wasn't going to be able to breastfeed, at the time it didn't really mean much to me because I was just a kid. I was just in high school.
18-year-old Cole is now taking on Kaiser Permanente, the country's largest medical group, with more than 23,000 physicians, 39 hospitals, and over 200,000 employees. She alleges that Permanente doctors began giving her off-label puberty blockers 5 years ago, plus weekly doses of testosterone, and finally, a double mastectomy. Her pre-lawsuit demand letter alleges that doctors failed to explain the serious risks to her and her parents, that they concealed that most gender confusion resolves with age, and that inadequately studied treatments amounted to medical experimentation.
They were selling a product, and they sold it not just to Chloe, but to many other girls.
Cole's attorney tells CBN News other young women are beginning to come forward, and notes time is of the essence, as many states have short statutes of limitations. In recent years, pediatric gender medicine in the U.S. has skyrocketed, with clinics opening across the country, leading to an explosion in treatments. Dylan agrees with many parents that teens should not be allowed to make such decisions.
Children of Chloe's age, when she had the surgery, they can't get tattoos, they can't drink, they can't vote, they can't serve in the armed services. And yet, we are treating them as fit to make permanent bodily changes.
CBN News contacted Kaiser Permanente, and the company stated it can't comment on the case out of respect for patient privacy and in compliance with state and federal laws. Doctors performed Cole's mastectomy in 2020. 1 year later, she told them she regretted her transition and stopped taking testosterone. In recent months, she has begun speaking publicly, becoming one of the more well-known detransitioners.
And I realized that I'm not the only one who is in this situation, and I need to start speaking up because this is what happened to me. It's very real, and it's being silenced.
A similar lawsuit is underway in the United Kingdom. Analysts like the Heritage Foundation's Jay Richards warn a legal slugfest could be coming to the U.S.
We're going to have thousands of young people who are detransitioning. They're going to be mad at what's happened. And so I honestly think maybe it's 5 years, maybe it's 10 years that this is all going to end.
Newly formed professional healthcare groups are calling for more research on ways to best treat gender confusion or what's known as gender dysphoria. They are alarmed by the spike in numbers, especially among teen girls who identify as boys. Andrew.
Thank you, Heather. Chloe, obviously extremely brave and courageous. How likely do you think we are to see more detransitioners suing, and then how might it affect the field of gender medicine?
Yeah, well, it's interesting because, as you said, Chloe is courageous, and it, you know, it takes a lot to go up against a medical group like Kaiser or another. And a lot of times for these detransitioners, it takes a couple years to realize that they regret and that they want to switch back. And so by that time, they can miss the statute of limitations. But if Chloe's case is successful going up against this huge medical group, it could really raise awareness in the trans community, kids who are thinking about detransitioning, and it could open up the gates for more lawsuits, and that could change the calculus of hospital risk management teams as they evaluate these procedures and these treatments and how they want to go forward, Andrew.
Yeah, Heather, and as our viewers may know, the Biden administration tried to force religious hospitals and doctors to perform gender transition surgeries. So what's the status of that mandate now?
Right. Just last week, the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals pushed back and blocked the mandate. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals did the same thing a few months ago. And this mandate started in 2016 with the Obama administration. It interprets the Affordable Care Act to say that doctors cannot refuse a transgender treatment on a patient, even if the doctors think it will be harmful to the patient. So by blocking this mandate, both courts are sending a strong signal. Now the Biden administration has to decide if it wants the Eighth Circuit to rehear the case or if it wants to take it to the Supreme Court. So we're waiting on the Biden administration right now, Andrew.
All right, everybody, that's Heather Sells. Heather, thank you so much for your report.
Oh, my goodness. It started with Obama and it continues with Biden. Can we be a little more conscious about who we elect to the office of the White House? Oh, my goodness. There's more. A couple more. On the regret now that we're seeing.
Gender dysphoria is...
Hundreds of young trans now.
Ruby began identifying as male at 13 years old. Now, 21, she'd been planning to have surgery to remove her breasts. But in May, she made the decision to come off testosterone and detransition to identify as female, her sex at birth. She doesn't want to be identified, so we've changed her name.
I figured it would be better for me to try to deal with my gender dysphoria in a different way rather than permanently changing my body.
How much support did you feel was out there for you when you came to this conclusion?
I didn't feel like there was any support out there other than like a few friends online.
Ruby now feels her eating disorder was more of a factor than she first realized in her gender dysphoria.
None of the therapists that I spoke to brought that up. They didn't think that it was linked.
Do you?
I think so, yes, because they're both kind of based in how I feel about my body, so I've seen similarities between the two.
Charlie Evans is forming a charity to support people in Ruby's position. After going public with her detransition story, she discovered an online community of 5,000 in a similar position, 30 people alone in her area of Newcastle.
I was approached by a young woman with a beard, and she hugged me and said, I'm a detransitioned woman as well, I've just stopped taking testosterone. And after that, I felt like I had to do something. I'm hearing from hundreds of people, and I think some of the common characteristics are they tend to be around their mid-20s, they're mostly female and mostly same-sex attracted, mostly lesbians, and often autistic as well.
The Tavistock and Portman NHS Trust told us the experience of regret described here is extremely rare. Their gender identity service for children in Leeds and London now has a record number of referrals.
The clinics here and in London see 3,000% more patients than they did 10 years ago. Among girls, referrals are up more than 5,000%. There's no question this service is helping children who feel distressed in their own bodies. But the full impact of children making decisions about their gender at such young ages may not truly be clear until much later in their lives.
At 21, it's had a positive outcome for Jamie and his mum. After testosterone and surgical treatment, he's far happier than the torment of his teenage years.
It was kind of hell. Like, it's just not something you'd want to go through if you were trans like me. It's just, it's awful. Like, everything that happens to you within that stage of puberty for a female, it's, for a trans man, it's awful.
There's currently no data for how many in the trans community detransition, and to talk about it can be viewed as transphobic. But people like Ruby say more discussion is needed, as well as more options for people with gender dysphoria. Sally Lockwood, Sky News.
So this is, as you have heard, this is a global issue. That was UK. We have people all over. I have one more regret that I want to play so that we can fully understand what the situation is, that we've had this heavy propaganda promotion of changing your sex and with hormones and drugs and surgery. And now we have hundreds, if not thousands, of people who regret it now trying to detransition.
I was born biologically female. I began transitioning and taking hormones when I was 18 years old. Growing up, I couldn't pinpoint what my issues were, and then I realized that it might be a gender issue. When I turned 18, I did go to Planned Parenthood. I just stated that I had gender dysphoria, and they gave me testosterone a week later. Before I went on hormone therapy, I wasn't required to see any therapist or any sort of a doctor at all. So about a year and a half after I was on hormones, I decided to see a therapist about getting approval for top surgery. I walked in on one appointment for half an hour, and then she emailed my insurance for approval, just like that. Even at this point, when I was passing as a man, I still had these doubts in the back of my mind that said, what if you're wrong? What if you made a mistake? In the end, I decided not to do the surgery. At that point that I decided to detransition and live my life as a woman again. Even as an adult, it took me a long time to figure out who I was and who I wanted to be. Kids especially need to see a therapist before making any sort of permanent medical decisions like going on hormone blockers and surgeries especially. I mean, they don't even know what they want for dinner the next day, let alone what gender they are. The biggest mistake that I made was that I did not get the right amount of therapy or medical advice needed. These days, if you tell a parent if their child thinks that they might be transgender or has gender dysphoria to wait and really consider it and maybe seek other therapy, you're just seen as transphobic now because you're not accepting people. I'm not anti-trans at all. I support the trans community very much, but I also support medical responsibility.
If you question this at all, you get labeled really quickly, correct?
You do immediately as transphobic.
Why do you think that is?
I think that a lot of the transgender community, they push so much for acceptance that when you immediately, like, or anytime you start to, like, question them, even if it's, like, out of the kind goodness of your heart to try and make sure that they're making the right decision, anything that goes against their narrative is just immediately labeled as transphobic.
Now, after you started to transition, how else did you begin to change your life to live as a man?
I had changed my name. I started wearing a binder. I even moved cities because at the time I was very hesitant to actually come out to, like, coworkers. So I moved about 4 hours away. I got a completely different job and introduced myself as a trans man.
Okay. And what happened when you began to schedule time to get a double mastectomy?
I haven't had any top surgeries, but I did get approved for it.
Okay, that's what it is. You got approved for
it. I did. I got approved. And how that worked, it was scarily easy to do because I had just called a therapist and I had scheduled one appointment for like a 30-minute session to talk about. And I essentially walked in. I said, I identify as transgender and I want to get top surgery. And we chatted for a bit, maybe for half an hour. And at the end of the session, she wrote me an approval letter to send to my insurance. And then I got approved just like that.
When you first started, you went in, you said, to Planned Parenthood.
Yes.
And they gave you testosterone immediately.
Yeah, I essentially just made a phone call and said, I want to transition. And it was immediately given. I got a prescription and went to pick it up like a week later.
Did they ask you questions? Did they do any psychological testing? Did they ask you why? What was your motive?
It was completely self-diagnosed. Well, self-diagnosed. I claimed that I had gender dysphoria and I wanted to transition, and they didn't really ask me any questions about it. I just called them and I said, when can I get this? And they just said they needed to write me a prescription for it and send it. And that's essentially what
happened. You had no proof that you were gender dysphoria.
I never saw a therapist about it.
You didn't.
Yeah, I didn't talk to anyone about it. Nobody medically professionally. I had just looked up. I did some like trans research, I guess, into the transgender community and everybody online, and they just seemed so happy and successful. And at the time, I didn't see any information on detransition or any like the negatives about it. And so I kind of got completely wrapped into that.
Gender dysphoria can be a miserable way to live if that's what they're experiencing. And there are criteria for that. And one of the criteria is time, that is persistent across time. But you didn't have any of those criteria. You didn't demonstrate that. You didn't document that. You didn't have any professional that documented that.
Nope.
You said, I want testosterone. They gave it to you.
Yeah, I had confused, because I had become uncomfortable with how society had seen me as a woman sexually. And I had confused that, being uncomfortable with my gender, as gender dysphoria and being uncomfortable with my body. So I didn't actually have gender dysphoria. I had just confused myself into thinking that I did.
Do you have a story or a question for me? Click the link in the description and tell me.
Really, I've got to take my last break. But you heard how often the term gender dysphoria is mentioned. It's kind of like what we heard for 3 years, it's safe and effective. The propaganda and the word programming is amazing. If you're not educated and on top of these things, as far as the spells that they put people on with words, then that's how our young people are falling for this idea that they can have hormones and surgery and all this other nonsense. So I hope that today we are all a lot more educated, knowledgeable, and aware of how the tools that they're using to manipulate our youth. It just blows my mind. It's sad, but yet, this is the drama we're watching on the earth stage. This is gender dysphoria. That's a word that they use. And this is, in my opinion, why we need benevolent ET beings, angels, whatever you want to call them. We need help, because this problem is so wide that we should all be calling on extraterrestrial benevolent beings for help. Because this is a big, big problem all over the planet. And the people with money are the idiots, the psychopaths, the warmongers, our government. It's a matter to me of becoming more conscious and loving and compassionate in your own community, so that that energy and that frequency will spread all over the planet. Because this is a serious problem, in my opinion. So we're going to take our last break, and when we come back, we have quite a few people on Facebook with comments, and I'm going to open or read their comments. And if you have any comments you want to make, please press 1 in the studio. We got about 15 minutes left.
Hey, it's time to take charge of your health. I'm Viata, your holistic life coach, and every Friday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, I'm here on The Female Solution to empower you to make choices that will assist your evolution to abundant health. I'm also blogging every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at Soul Purpose Healing, where I bring you a spiritual chiropractic adjustment to bring you back into alignment with our Creator's love, compassion, and wisdom. Join me every Friday morning at 8 a.m. and Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for a time of unity, enlightenment, and love vibration. Shalom.
Have you ever dreamed of going to exotic places, meeting fascinating people, enjoying uplifting music, and spending nights in a luxurious hotel? Do you look forward to a relaxing vacation where you can walk along the beach or sit in a quiet park and enjoy the sunset or sunrise? Whether you're flying around the world or driving across the country, we will share travel tips that will help you stay safe while you enjoy the journey. Join me every third Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and move around with Deborah here on the Female Solutions Show. Call in and comment 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak.
Tune in to Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green on Thursdays at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear great topics and stories on grief and turn you into victory. Join Dr. Debbie Green to listen to stories of triumph and learn how to overcome. You are not alone in your life, and there is hope in the darkest hour. This is your time to learn strategies and solutions to improve your life. It's your time. So join Dr. Debbie Green with Soulful Solutions and call in on Thursday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 515-605-9325 with comments and questions. Look to hear from you real soon.
Being with me this Friday morning, April 7th. Wow, we've already 1 week gone. Today, by the way, is a 9. When you add all the numbers, it's a 9. So it's like 9. When I think of 9, I think of womb, time in the womb, preparing to give birth. It's a full moon right now. That moon is going to be waning pretty soon, getting smaller and smaller. And yet we are getting wiser and wiser. So let me go to some of the comments we have on Facebook. Let's see. Definitely money. Naima was right on time. Okay. So our Zelda, our Monday morning mindfulness host says, wow, Naima, never looked at it that way. Post-trauma in relation to gender switching. Eye-opening for sure. Gender dysphoria is real. The problem I have with this gender dysphoria term, where'd that come from? You walk into a Planned Parenthood facility, oh, you have gender dysphoria, so here, you need a pill. So that's the propaganda that we're hearing now, that the answer to your, quote, gender dysphoria, which we never heard of back in the 60s. Anybody ever heard of that in the 60s and 70s, gender dysphoria? They make this stuff up to brainwash people and put it in people's minds that they have this dis-ease, which is basically an imbalance, in my opinion. As a life coach and a holistic practitioner for over 35 years, I can simplify body conditions as out of balance or unconscious. So if you ever have anybody come to you and say, I'm confused about my gender, blah, blah. First of all, give them a big hug and say, honey, don't worry. You're not alone. You're not alone. We've been going through this for many years. Let's talk. Let's talk. And if you don't know how to talk to them about this imbalance they're feeling, there's plenty of people out there, Dr. Debbie, who can coach and help people get through this temporary imbalance. And first thing you have to tell, get off social media. You don't need to be listening to TikTok or social media or any of those negative influencers that will tell you you have gender dysphoria and you need hormone treatment and you might need to cut off your dick, excuse my language, if that's what people are being convinced to do, and cut off your breast. Mutilation is the term that they use. So our Deborah, our Saturday host, says politicians and laws aren't making folks come up with these decisions.
The people are mandating the laws. Well, yeah, you got propaganda from the government, and then the people say, well, the government's right. We must need a jab. We must need a shot to get over the virus because the government would never lie to us, would they? Oh, so we need a law. We need a law to say that everybody should have a shot and mandate this and mandate that. I don't know if you heard the audios was talking about Biden wants to mandate certain things about this gender confusion. Mandate what? Hello? Can the parents just wake up and take control of their household? Oh, it's so ridiculous these days. It's like a comedy show. And then our Zelda says greed. Thank you. Greed against that. Where's the dollar? Follow the money. Greed is a never-ending need in the whole world. Money is the motivator, and they can never get enough. Thankfully, people are slowly awakening. And that's so true that we need to pay attention to forming communities where money is not the focus, where bartering, we can do more bartering in a community and where everybody doesn't have to make $1 million to survive. You don't need a lot of money if you know how to be frugal, grow your own food, and barter is how I look at it. So we've got Deborah saying, I think back to when I was a teenager and wanted to wear hot pants, and now I don't. Ooh, hallelujah. No, we in Florida, I wear hot pants now because it's just so hot. That's what hot pants are for, really, for the season. You wouldn't wear hot pants in the winter, right, Deborah? But in the summer, hell yeah, give me some hot pants and a T-shirt and a skimpy top, a bikini top even, because it's in the 90s already in Florida, and hot pants are feeling pretty good these days. But, yeah, as you get older, that's not something you really want to do. So Deborah says, people, be who you are no matter what your body makeup is. Love yourself. Fly, fly, fly. First, love yourself so that we can love these confused teenagers, which is what we were in the same season of our lives. You say, my body changed shape. Yes, but you can wear hot pants at home. Nobody cares what your body looks like in hot pants when you're at home. You just want to be comfortable. That's how I am. I don't wear a bra. Some people, especially women, I had a friend who watched me do my joint rolling one morning for the first time, and she said, ah, that's disgusting, or something like that. You don't have a bra on? What's wrong with you? Honey, in the yoga community, which I spend a lot of time in, we don't wear bras. This doesn't work when you're stretching and bending, and we don't care. We're not looking at each other's boobs or whatever, your hips or whatever is out of shape or out of balance. When you're in a holistic, conscious community, people don't care that you're not wearing a bra. So it's about comfort. I wore a bra for many years because my ex-husband insisted I wear a bra. That's right, Deborah. I joint roll in the nude and every morning. Yes. Every morning when I'm not here Friday morning doing joint rolling, I'm in my bed rolling around nude with rolling my joints. Who cares? Comfort. And that's what I think our youth are missing. Our youth are missing the message of being comfortable in your own skin. And that's my intent this morning, to honor the human body, male or female, to be comfortable in your own skin. And adults, we senior citizens, adults need to help them. If the kids want to wear, my granddaughter, we were out, my granddaughter saw my lipstick, so she wanted to put on lipstick. I'm like, sure, go ahead, your lipstick. There were days when back in the 60s, if you were in a very conservative household community, you can't wear lipstick, can't wear, paint your nails, can't do that. Yeah, go ahead. I'm of the feeling now if my granddaughter wants to paint her nails, it's artwork. I painted my nails, and I had three different colors on them. I'm like, hey, that's pretty cool.
I'm being creative now with nail polish. I don't wear it all the time. But every now and then when I'm going out or doing something, I put three colors on there. I swirl that paint around my nails, and I'm like, oh, that feels good. It feels good. Ladies, there's so much you can do in this female body that will make you feel like a queen. Let's do it. Let's do it. If it's putting lipstick on, if my granddaughter wants to put lipstick on, nail polish on her toes, on her fingers, do it, honey. Do it. Whatever makes you feel your beautiful, blossoming, colorful female self. And men, if the men want to wear nail polish, it's better than cutting off your dick. Okay, let's just get real. Do whatever makes you feel comfortable. But please, let's not do these extreme things with hormones and that will profit the pharmaceutical industry that is already wickedly making profit based off of our ignorance and our giving in to propaganda to take jabs and drugs that we really don't need. So 312-671, your mic is open.
We are in Yashalom and Assalamu Alaikum. Good morning. This is Minister Pluck from Chicago, Illinois. How you doing, Dr. V?
I'm great. I'm doing great, great, great. The sun is shining. It's warm here in Florida. We're wearing hot pants and T-shirts. So doing good. How about you?
Well, that is fantastic. You know, it's mind over matter. And just want to say thank you for keeping up on our health. It's our wealth in the natural process. Men and women should always take it to God first, last, and foremost, because the world responds to need, greed, or curiosity. So we as a people, I believe, should leave out the greed in life and see for us those that is responding to surgical. You know, that is not natural. I appreciate you for being holistic in a way of life that a person can develop themselves and be a normal human being. That's what God created us all to be, and that's to learn to be yourself and nobody else. And I think it's, like I said, a matter of mind over matter. If we really coach and develop and ensure the process of being natural is the best way that God created us, and God don't make no mistakes. So I'm just thankful that, you know, God is good and ahead of my life, and I serve a God that is black, is beautiful, and a way of life that I can see myself in a spiritual way. And I'm going to keep being myself. Being myself is the man that God created me to be. So that is the love in me. And I believe that's when you discover the greatest love is inside of yourself. And thank you for listening to me, Dr. V. And keep up the good work. We love you. And we love the Female Solution, because it is a part of our natural, holistic ways of life that we can improve ourselves and just develop ourselves and be ourselves. Thank you again, Minister Robert Floyd Plump, Chicago, Illinois.
Minister Plump, I want to encourage you and everyone listening to have those type of conversations with young people whenever you have the opportunity. They need to put their phone down. Look you in the eye, look me in the eye, and have those type of conversations. They're not doing that. These young people are so connected, addicted to their phone. They're getting the message of gender dysphoria rather than what you just brought, which was truth and wisdom. So let us move forward and helping these young people by having conversations with them. You're out in a restaurant. Somebody's on their phone. How you doing there, sir? I love the way you look. I love your hair. Just compliment them. I do that all the time in the grocery store. I make sure I call their name out when I see whoever's checking me out, the person bagging. Jane and Joe, you all doing a great job bagging. I love it. Thank you. You're doing a great job. Thank you so much.
You are right.
Change the attitude and be more
forthcoming with love and compliments and compassion and wisdom. Get these young people off their phones, whatever it takes. Tell them to put the damn phone down and talk to you. Look you in the eye.
Right.
Hey, I see you. I want to talk to you about your hair. Your hair is purple. I love purple hair. Looks great. Can I ask you a question? What else do you do? I want to encourage. That's what it's going to take to get them out of this gender dysphoric mind that the media and the government have put in them. No more of this nonsense. You got to stop this nonsense, allowing these people to train our youth, especially the schools. Change the atmosphere.
Right.
Thank you, Laura. Change the atmosphere wherever you go. Don't let them stay in their phones. If you're in the area, the phone goes down. No more ignoring you, the wise person in the room. Let's compliment their purple hair, pink hair, pierced nose, whatever. Those are minor things. But let's not let them allow big pharma, government, to convince them to cut body parts off. All right? We're in this together, Minister Plump. I'm with you. Music.
Yes.
Don't forget the music.
You're right.
Don't forget the
music. Oh, yes.
All right. So thank you all for listening. Let's go out there and do this. Let's change this generation into more conscious, wise, beautiful, blossoming males and females that we compliment every day. We got to compliment them every day. Don't let social media be where they get their love. Let it come from us in their face. Love you. Love your hair. Love your nose piercing, whatever. Let's not cut any more parts off.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you.
Thank you.
To our family in China, Sheshe. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsahamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Jeong Kujung. France, Merci. Spain,
yes. Okay.
Gracias. Italy, grazie.
Grazie.
Egypt, shukran. Ghana, medasi. Nigeria, eshe. South
eshe.
Africa, ngiyabonga. Senegal, jeret. Kenya,
yes.
Asante. Israel, toda. Pakistan, shukriya. Afghanistan, tashakor. Saudi Arabia, shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.